Welcome back to Yahoo Finance. Well, the U.S. just marked another grim milestone on the COVID front. 800,000 people have now died from the virus in this country. That is, the U.K. reported its first death tied to the Omicron variant and says 40% of COVID cases there are now attributed to the variant. U.K. Prime Minister Boris Johnson weighing in on its severity. Take a listen.
Sadly, yes, Omicron is producing hospitalizations, and sadly, at least one patient has now been confirmed to have died with Omicron. So I think the idea that this is somehow a milder version of the virus, I think that's something we need to set on one side and just recognize the sheer pace at which it accelerates through the population.
Here with her insight is Suzanne Judd, PhD epidemiologist at the University of Alabama at the Birmingham School of Public Health. Doctor, thank you so much for your time today. Just want to ask you to weigh in on those comments from the UK Prime Minister saying the comments that it is a milder variant. We should hold off on saying that at this point.
Absolutely. The reality is, if it is a milder variant, let's say that 10% fewer people wind up in the hospital. Well, if it spreads through the population at 10 times the rate, that actually leads to the same number of hospitalizations and potentially deaths. So that what he said is exactly right. We just don't know what the population level impact will be. So even if fewer people wind up in the hospital, we really can't say that it's a milder variant or that people won't wind up dying. Because obviously, as we're seeing in the UK, there are still some people that will die from this variant.
Well, having said that, doctor, what do you make of the fact that some of the largest hospital systems in this country have now dropped their COVID mandate? I know that there has been a labor crunch and the pandemic and these vaccine mandates have just added to it. We also had this judge put a stay on the Biden administration's efforts to implement that vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. Is that the right decision, do you think?
It may make sense from, say, a financial or a logistics standpoint, but from a public health standpoint, it doesn't. Because what the public might wind up hearing is that the vaccine is not required, that it's not necessary. But the vaccine is our number one strategy for ending this pandemic. We know that folks that are vaccinated are much less likely to wind up in the hospital and much less likely to die if they are infected with COVID. So it's really important that we continue pushing, that we discuss the safety of the vaccines and the importance of everyone, especially in the healthcare sector, of being vaccinated.
Doctor, are we testing enough in this country?
No, that's actually one of the things the United States is not doing very well. We don't have enough access to readily available antigen testing, which is a very fast 15-minute test. Many other countries, you can test from home. It's very easy to get these kits. We need those more available and at very low cost so that people are willing to purchase them and take the test at the first sign of symptoms. This will keep people that are not feeling well from going out, even if it's a mild, you know, they might have just the sniffles. If they take one of these tests and find out they have COVID, hopefully they'll stay home and prevent the transmission further.
But doctor, how reliable are those tests? I mean, I myself personally have had to get tested for certain things, and they've said, well, we want the PCR test, the one that gets sent out to the lab. You don't get the results for at least 24 to 48 hours because it is a more reliable test. And also, can we actually test our way out of the pandemic?
We can't just test our way out of the pandemic. We really need the vaccine as well. But the testing is key to stopping some of the transmission. It's not 100% guarantee if you're negative that it actually shows up negative. But in people that are symptomatic, that antigen test that you can get over the counter at the pharmacy, it's actually a pretty good test, and it's going to catch most of the COVID cases. So if it keeps 10, say, out of 20 that are potentially symptomatic out of population, that's huge for controlling the pandemic.
And doctor, what is your opinion about whether the goalpost needs to change? Right now, the federal stance is if you have two vaccinations of the mRNA, then you are considered fully vaccinated, not the booster shot. Do you think that will change? Do you think it should change?
I do think it will change. The data are becoming clearer and clearer that third shot really provides an extra boost of immunity. We've seen some great results with the Pfizer vaccine and the Omicron variant. So as we continue to collect data, I do think at the end of the day, you'll see a three vaccine regimen, which is actually quite normal for many of the vaccination schedules we have out there. But we still need a little more data before we can say definitively today it should be three vaccines.
And doctor, what about people who make the argument, especially those who are, you know, against vaccinations, who say, look, if I have to continue to wear a mask even after I'm vaccinated, why should I get vaccinated? I've heard people make that argument.
Yeah, that's one of those things that's understandable because everybody wants to remove the mask. But the reality is that in order to end the pandemic, we need masking, we need vaccination. We need to get to the point that the transmission levels are low enough that it is safe to take the mask off. And that's just going to take time. The vaccine is not a reward. It's not a reward. You can take your mask off. You've been vaccinated. The reward is getting out of this and having everybody be safe. And that's just going to take time. And it's going to take more people vaccinated than what we currently have.
Well, it will be interesting to see, even with all of these plans in place, if there is a surge in cases after the holidays. We'll have to wait and see. We'll leave it there. Suzanne Judd, PhD, epidemiologist at the University of Alabama at Birmingham School of Public Health. Thank you so much for your insight today.